We start our third and final hour, and it is an open phone hour. And lots get caught up on. We've done all three of our interviews. They were great. Nice to have you here. This program is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Very quickly, our next topic, the Astros, Major League Baseball, and where we go from here. If that's something you want to jump in on, call me right now. If you want to take part in the beef segment, which ended last hour, last segment, I can jump that over to this hour. 1-800-636-8686. Also, hit me up on Twitter, please, at Jim Rome, and you know you can email me. All right, starting with the Astros, before I give you my take on this and break this down, let me give you some reaction. A lot of you have been chomping at the bit wanting to get to this. Rome, congrats to the Astros for being the second Houston-based sports team to have a championship accompanied by an asterisk. Joining the Houston Rockets for winning a championship while Jordan was playing baseball. Signed John in Huntington Beach. Wore Orbit, the mascot, managing the Astros next season.
Hey, John.
Romy. So, Alex Cora won a World Series by banging on garbage cans. Maybe the Astros can hire me. I bang on garbage cans all night. Looking for my dinner. Signed, Ira. Brian and Charlotte. Hey, Brian, I'm not going to read your war because you know personal appearance is not show fodder. Hey, Rome. If AJ Hinch is suspended for 1 year, Alex Cora needs to be suspended for longer than that. Not only are you a part of one team's cheating scandal, but then you bring it over to a whole new franchise. Then you are a part of the problem. With that being said, if Cora gets suspended for a year or more, he needs to be fired. You bring that crap over to the greatest sports city in the country, and just another black eye for one of our sports teams. Matt in Poland Springs, Red Sox fan. Yeah, it does kind of look like another Boston team is cheating, doesn't it? Allegedly. And then this, Jimmy, what's happening, partner? I love
what's
that
line. What's happening, partner?
I love that. That is one of my great favorite exchanges ever. What's happening, partner?
What's happening, partner?
As a lifelong Astros fan, souring through three 100-loss seasons and being bounced from the NL, the 2017 World Series means nothing to me anymore. In fact, I will never watch one more Astros game again. As a Houstonian and going through Hurricane Harvey, the 2017 World Series was exactly what this city needed. Now it's all a damn lie. What a sham. We rallied around all these guys. Altuve, Bregman, Springer, Correa. And Houston was thrilled to have a group of good guys. And now to find out this cheating scandal was all player-driven. This is a huge slap in the face. I will be taking down all my memorabilia and getting rid of my replica ring as well. What a joke. It's so sad. I actually feel badly for Clayton Kershaw getting that bad rap for having a terrible postseason record. Now I know why. Simon in Houston, formerly known as Crush City. All right, so if that guy's being real, that's an Astros fan. An Astros fan who's not defending his team, but saying that it's all big sham. It means nothing. That he's no longer a fan. All right, so that's some of the reaction. And again, it's kind of curious, right, that they drop that story when they drop that story, because notice I haven't even gotten to it, and we're in hour number three. A bombshell. Major League Baseball announced Major League discipline on the Astros after finding out the team did use technology to cheat during the 2017 season. GM Jeff Luhnow, manager AJ Hinch, suspended by Major League Baseball for a year. And also Major League Baseball announced that the team would be fined $5 million and would lose first and second round picks in this and next year's drafts. Now, the fine is walk around money for a sports team. The lost draft picks are bad, but they're not brutal. But the suspensions to the GM, the manager, are serious. Hinch's suspension is the longest in baseball history since Pete Rose. That's how serious. And then the reaction from that news was still pouring in. As it was, owner Jim Crane did not wait. He announced that Luno and Hinch both had been fired. Even as reaction was coming in, he fired both. So one bombshell after another. Now let me say a couple of things about A.J. Hinch. I've always liked having A.J. Hinch on this show. A.J. Hinch is a great guest. The conversations with A.J. Hinch are always great. A.J. Hinch is a great manager. I like A.J. Hinch. I like A.J. Hinch a lot. That's my first point. Period. He's a great manager. I like him a lot. My second point, the Astros had to move on from A.J. Hinch and Luno. They had to do that. Now, we can get into whether or not those are the right two guys to pay the price. But if Major League Baseball is saying that they're suspended for the year for their role in that cheating scandal, you can't have an interim GM and a manager for 1 year and then bring these guys back in 2021. That doesn't work. I mean, that would just be too weird and too awkward, and it wouldn't work.
Awkward.
But it does not make the fact that they're gone any less shocking or the timing of this any less weird, because it's almost like MLB came out with the news the day after the NFL playoffs and the day of the college football national title. And that it's probably not a coinkydink. If I were a conspiracy theorist, I would suggest that they want to get this out there and then have it go away. Because on any other day, that would be the biggest story of the day, and it would carry the day, if not the entire week. Myself, again, I didn't even get to it to hour number three. And not because I was avoiding it. Now it's almost kind of like an afterthought that the team was found to have been using video technology to crack the code on pitches being signaled and then banging a trash can to alert the batter to certain pitches. But still, the fact that the GM and the manager of the Astros were the ones who got run is shocking. Don't get me wrong. Cheating is not shocking. It's not shocking at all. It goes back for years. One of the first things I ever said on this show, and I did not make this up, it's a famous, famous saying. It's an old saying. If you're not cheating, you're not trying, and it's only cheating if you get caught. So this is not shocking. There's a rich history of cheating. It goes back years. It involves mascots, phones, lights, walkie-talkies, Apple Watches, and just about every team at one point or another. So there's a ton to unpack here. I mean, way too much for only one segment. Way too much for even one show. This is going to carry on for a while longer. But let's consider this a start. So while the use of video monitors might be new, it's an evolution, not a revolution. According to SI, various Astros personnel told MLB investigators about eight other teams who were using tech to steal signs in 2017-2018. For instance, in August of 2017, the Red Sox won 2 out of 3 games in a series against the Yankees at Fenway. Shortly thereafter, they were busted for using a TV monitor, an Apple Watch, and a series of signals to communicate signs. MLB fined the Red Sox, who also accused the Yankees of doing something similar the previous year. The Yankees were fined as well. So at that point in September of 2017, Commissioner Rob Manfred told teams, just stop. Knock it off.
Knock it off!
Don't cheat.
You all right?
He issued a statement telling everybody, stop doing it or you risk serious punishment. We mean business. 6 days after the warning from Manfred, the Astros, or the Houston Asterisks, as some of you have glossed them already, use the trash can in a game against the White Sox. So at that point, it's a serious problem. Everybody had been told, don't do it. Stop doing it. We know what's going on. And they went ahead and they did it anyway. And then according to MLB's investigation, they used their replay room and video monitor improperly, quote, throughout the postseason. A postseason that ended with them beating the Dodgers in the World Series. And for the record, Luno and Hinch aren't the only people who are going to be punished. The Astros are not the only team that will be punished. The Red Sox are being investigated. And the expectation is manager Alex Cora, who is a bench coach with the Astros, might face an even stiffer punishment than Luno and Hinch. The question is, does the punishment fit the crime, and did the right people get punished? It's kind of tricky, right? Because the commissioner's report makes it clear that Houston's operation was set up by Cora and the players, including new Mets manager Carlos Beltran. This is kind of long, but let me read this excerpt really quickly. Quote, approximately 2 months into the 2017 season, a group of players, including Carlos Beltran, discussed that the team could improve on decoding opposing team signs and communicating the signs to the batter. Cora arranged for a video room technician to install a monitor displaying the center field camera feed immediately outside of the Astros dugout. The center field camera was primarily used for player development purposes and was allowed under MLB rules at the time when used for that purpose. Witnesses have provided largely consistent accounts of how the monitor was utilized. One or more players watched the live feed of the center field camera on the monitor. And after decoding the sign, a player would bang a nearby trash can with a bat to communicate the upcoming pitch to the batter. Witnesses explained that they initially experimented with communicating sign information by clapping, whistling, or yelling, but they eventually determined that banging a trash can was the preferred method of communication. Players occasionally also used a massage gun to bang the trash can. Generally, one or two bangs corresponded to certain off-speed pitches, while no bang corresponded to a fastball. Witnesses consistently described this new scheme as player-driven. And with the exception of Cora, non-player staff, including individuals in the video replay review room, had no involvement in the banging scheme. End quote. So, it was player-driven, and Hinch was not directly involved. Not only was he not involved, he physically damaged the monitor on two different occasions to let everybody know he was not okay with it. And now he's suspended for a year and he's fired. Now, this is not to defend AJ Hinch. As Hinch said in his statement, he did not participate in it, but he failed to stop it. And now he's paying a price, a steep price. But to me, it's a little weird that the guys who were actively involved, the players, do not appear to be paying any price right now, and they may never pay a price. There could be a lot of reasons for that. Maybe Manfred had made it clear that the people in authority were the ones who'd get punished. And number two, maybe no players named names. Maybe there were too many players to name and discipline. Either way, it just seems kind of weird that the guys doing the cheating were not punished yesterday and probably won't be punished in the future. Here's something else that's not going to happen. They're not going to strip the Astros of that world championship and just give it to the Dodgers. Nor are they going to rip the Red Sox of theirs and just give it to the Dodgers. Just like nobody stripped any PED user of their numbers. That's not how it works. Which kind of sucks. Dodger fan, you're going to have to live with that. But it kind of sucks. I've always said saying something sucks is not a take. But if you're a Dodger fan, that sucks. Again, if you're not cheating, you're not trying, and it's only cheating if you get caught. Well, they were caught. You know, so if you want to come up in here and say, yeah, well, hey, Rome, everybody does it. One, I don't know that everybody does it. I know others are doing it. I don't know how prevalent it is. Safe to assume others are doing it, but these were the guys who get caught. They got caught. So it all comes down to, how are you going to see this going forward? Are you going to hang an asterisk on them? The owner of the Astros, Jim Crane, says, oh no. Oh no. Nobody's putting any asterisk on us because this title is not tainted.
I think absolutely not. I think, you know, we've had a very good team for a number of years. Before 17, we were turning the corner. 18, 19, we have a very good team on the field this year. You know, I think we'll have a great season. Got a lot of great players still. I don't think it taints it.
Most would disagree with you. Otherwise, they would not be hitting me up and colossing your team, the Houston Asterisks. Yeah, you got a great team. You have great talent. You've got a great team. You'll be competitive. But to say that it's not tainted, I think is pretty naive. Also, I do give him credit for this. Actually, I don't give him too much credit for this. I really don't think he had any choice. These are both great baseball people and extremely well-respected around Major League Baseball, but he had no choice. He had to fire his GM and his manager.
Today, I have made the decision to dismiss A.J. Hinch and Jeff Luhnow. We need to move forward with a clean slate, and the Astros will become stronger, a stronger organization because of this today. You can be confident that we will always do the right thing and will not have this happen again on my watch.
That's really quickly. Had to fire them because, as I mentioned, you can't have them take a year off and then install an interim GM and an interim manager and then bring them back. That's not how you do that. That would not work. In terms of why don't you penalize the people responsible, the guys who were doing the cheating? Crane's point is these are the guys who were in management, and even if they were not directly involved, and even if they did not endorse it, somebody's got to be held responsible, so I'm holding them responsible.
I felt that with what came out in the report, they both had responsibilities, Jeff running the baseball operation and overseeing AJ and all of those people associated with that. And AJ on the bench and was aware, if you read the report, it's pretty clear. AJ didn't endorse it, and neither did Jeff. Neither one of them started this, but neither one of them did anything about it. And that's how we came to the conclusion.
So there you go. You tell me, does the punishment fit the crime, or should baseball have come down even harder? Or did Rob Manfred send a signal, send a message? We're not having it. We're coming for you. Doesn't matter who you are. And as you might imagine, the reaction so far has been pretty responsible. Like this guy, Romy. Sorry, little late. Had something to do. But just tuned in and heard about a banging scandal. Do tell me more. Garv. A Garv reset. Yeah, that's pretty fresh. Pretty timely, pretty topical. Speaking of bang, Alvy.
Bang!
Remember that time? Remember when, Alvin, you made yourself a little Jim Lampley mix to Chitty Chitty Bang Bang? And I think somebody gave you the idea. I think it was clone generated.
Bang. Bang.
Listen to this.
Bang. 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 Bang.
Get it, Lamps.
Bang. Chitty Bang Bang.
Go, Lamps, go.
Bang. You, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. We love you and all.
I don't remember the fight, but somebody was landing and scoring at will. Go ahead, clones. You know what it was. I think it was a Pacquiao fight. Your Lamps was just like, bang, 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 bang. And that's how Alvy, little Alvy, came up with the Chitty Chitty Bang, Bang remix. I wouldn't mind hearing that go under break, Alvin. That was nice. That takes me back. Go ahead, Alvy. Especially since Pacquiao's your guy. Alvin loves him some Manny Pacquiao. Did you vote for him, Alvin? Did you buy his Father's Day song? Sometimes, Alvin, the honesty is too much. On that note, what's your reaction? The Astros. And those dominoes immediately fall. The next one will be Alex Cora. And if A.J. Hinch did not have any involvement in it and he got a year and he got fired, where does that leave Alex Cora, who was directly involved in it, reportedly? All right, we'll come right back. I want to go back to the national championship game and talk about Joe Burrow. But I do want to open it up to you. 1-800-636-8686. And why is this an issue right now? Because you can't use technology to cheat. It's one thing if you were sitting in the dugout picking signs with your eyes. You can do that. But you cannot use technology. Baseball made that clear, and they got caught. We will come back. 1-800-636-8686. Stay after it.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
going to be a short segment because the last segment was not a short segment. Wherever work gets done, Grainger is there with the industrial supplies, safety products, and time-saving services that you need to keep your business running smoothly. See for yourself when you visit Grainger.com. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. James in Sacramento tweets, Alex Cora is going to need that Bobby Valentine fake mustache and glasses pretty soon if he ever wants to manage again. So again, we're waiting for the result of the investigation and to see what his penalty is. But if AJ Hinch was not involved and he got a year and it cost him his job and Cora was in the middle of it or was involved, it figures that it's going to be more punitive and it's going to be even more costly to him. I think AJ Hinch, I don't feel like I know he's going to work again. He's going to be in demand. Like I said, he's a great manager. He could have and should have handled that differently. That's a mistake. Just taking a bat or damaging the monitors was not enough. But he's extremely well thought of. He is a great manager. He's arguably the best manager in baseball. So I think that he'll come back, and I think that he'll be hired. And I think there'll be no shortage of teams with managerial openings looking to hire him. Wells in the 360 tweets, if they don't vacate the championship, then the fines and the firings mean nothing. Need to take Houston out of the history books. It's not going to happen. You can metaphorically hang an asterisk on them. You can say it's tainted. But if you're physically looking for them to rip the title or take them out of the record books, that's not going to happen. Barry Bonds was not stripped. He cheated. Is it going to make anybody really feel better if they were to strip them? Does anybody pay attention to the wins and the titles, for instance, that the NCAA strips? Does that make you feel better? Is that any different? I don't think. Maybe. Personally, I don't see how that changes anything. And I don't think they're going to do it. Does the punishment fit the crime, or do you need to see more? Do you want it to not only cost these guys their jobs, but do you want them to cost, or do you want it to cost the franchise their championships? The owner, Jim Crane, not only is he not giving back the trophy, he just said it there for the record. It's not even tainted in his mind. Like, mistakes were made. I rectified them, but oh no, we're not putting an asterisk on any of this. You can't have our trophy back, and in no way is it tainted. We were the best team with the best organization and the best talent on the field. Yeah, we made a mistake. We had an edge. We cheated. We had some trash cans and some monitors. I love this notion of you can't use technology. You can't use video or trash cans. That was their way of relaying the message. That's not the first time we've heard that, of course. But banging on trash cans a couple of times was a signal that there was going to be an off-speed pitch. And no trash can banging meant fastball. Incredible. Let's use our Apple Watch and our trash cans. Problem is, they were told explicitly, do not cheat. We know what's going on. Stop doing it. And they kept right on doing it. So, of course, they came down hard. All right, this is a short segment, but now I'm right on my clock. I'm caught up. We come back. One last long, wide-open segment. You can hit that. You can hit last night's Natty. You can take a look ahead to the NFC Championship and AFC Championship games. At last check, both those games were 7.5-point spreads. It's a big number for a couple of conference championship games. If you need help with that, the big head, Flight Deck, will be back in studio on Friday. He already got down. He already hit one of his picks. All this is coming up. I will be in Kansas City on the NFL and CBS, the pregame show. It's a two-hour extravaganza. Looking forward to that. Here is your sports update, if you have been waiting for it. Packers at Niners. Titans at KC. Who do you like? Who you got? Who's going to win it all? Best time of the year. Got the national championship game yesterday. Baseball bombshell. Conference championship games. And a lot more. Best time of the year. All right, my thoughts on Joe Burrow before I lose that. But let's go to the phones quickly. It's a good time for you to get through. 1-800-636-8686. Let's go to Sacramento. Don in Sacktown. Hey, Don, how are you?
Hey, I'm fine. Thanks for taking my call. Long-time listener, big fan. Great show, great host.
Thank you very much. What's up?
Hey, I want to say you said there's no chance that the Houston Astros are going to be stripped of any awards or titles as if it won by cheating, and I don't see why not. They should be if it was through cheating. Look at other athletes have lost their things that they've been awarded through cheating, like one prime example being Lance Armstrong. So why should it be any different?
Yeah, I mean, that's a fair question, Don. Let me respond. I think that others have been caught cheating and others have been stripped. But in Major League Baseball, others who have been caught cheating have not been stripped. So I do not suspect that they're going to go back, go into the record books, and start tearing out those pages. I think what they'll say is, we did come down swiftly, harshly, punitively. We suspended a manager for a year. We suspended the general manager for a year. We fined the franchise $5 million. We ripped draft picks, first and second round draft picks, in consecutive years. It's stringent. And it's punitive. And the punishment fits the crime. And we sent a message. It's not okay, and we don't ever want to see it again. I do not think they're going to take a world championship away. Not from the Astros, not from the Red Sox.
Absolutely not.
Jim Crane doesn't think so. And not only is he not giving back the championship, as I mentioned, he doesn't want any of you even to see it as tainted.
I think absolutely not. I think, you know, we've had a very good team for a number of years. Before 17, we were turning the corner. 18, 19, we have a very good team on the field this year. You know, I think we'll have a great season. Got a lot of great players still. I don't think it taints it.
He said, when asked, is it tainted? Absolutely not. I think you're absolutely begging if you think that people will look at that and not see it as tainted. Because they will. Hey, Rome, the Houston Astros scandal would be news if any more than 10 people actually cared about baseball. Who gives a damn? A bowling or a dart scandal would interest me more. Scott in Manhattan. He's got a point. I mean, how long did we obsess over Deflategate and that cheating scandal and whether or not air was intentionally let out of some footballs? I mean, months. Years, it's still there. But is this going to register? How big is this going to register on the Richter scale? Certainly not like that. But I would allege, Scott, that more than 10 people do give a damn about baseball. Hey, Jim, out of celery juice, grab yourself some pomegranate juice, a couple of dashes of lime juice, some tonic water, and a little lemon. Signed, Recipe Guy. Nick in Westchester. See, Nick, that's kind of the whole point, right? I don't want to do that. I'm not Recipe Guy. I want to go someplace where they did that for me. I got a bad habit like that. I like to go places where they do those things for me. And now I can't because I made kind of a scene. My favorite part about that was she could not have cared any less. She's looking at me like, what? What? I'm talking about the What's the Beef segment where I went to the local Nectar. And I tried to buy a couple of bottles of healthy drinks. And she said, be right with you. And I knew right away she was not going to be right with me. It wasn't like in an empathetic way either. It was like, she said, her words said, I will be right with you. But the look she gave me was, yo, old man, you might as well pull up a chair because I'm not getting to you anytime soon. I've got to prep up these drinks. Hey, Rome. Banging on a trash can. I don't see anything wrong with that. I penned a hit song with that hook. Regards, Doug Funny.
Banging
beats. Vaadi in Pasadena, you shouldn't have. Really, you should not have Vaadi. Yo, Vaadi. Vaadi, stop typing out your Rugrats email. I'm not reading it. Nor a rocket power reset, Vaadi. Come on, man. Hey, Vaadi, I'm also good on Are You Afraid of the Dark emails. I don't need any more of those from you either, V-Man. Come on, man. Trying to get a phone call in here. Trying to get a good phone call in here. I can get phone calls all day long. I need good phone calls. Let's try Oklahoma. Robert. Hey, Robert, how are you?
I'm doing good, Jim. Thanks for welcoming to the jungle. I've been listening since 2000. Hey, listen, Astro fans, the best thing to ever come out of Houston is Interstate 10 West. If you really want to punish the players, Jim, you got to make an uneven playing field. For example, let's say for the first 20 games of the following season, the Astros have to play at a disadvantage. The opposing team gets four outs instead of three outs for the first 20 games. That would deter cheating. That's all I got. War, fried chicken, mashed potatoes with brown gravy, sweet tea, war. Hey, John, I'm out.
Man. Always kind of puts me in a tough spot, right? Like, it's the job. It's the job. When a guy calls up and says, hey, Jim, nice to be on the show. I've been listening since 2000. Right? So this guy literally starts off by saying, I've devoted 20 years of my life to listening to your talk show. It kind of disarms me, right? Because if he doesn't say that, I'm a lot more comfortable saying, my man, this idea that you take the Astros and for 20 games give the opposition four outs an inning. If you don't say that you've been listening to me for 20 years, I say to you, that is like maybe the stupidest thing I've ever heard. But it's really hard for me to say that, Broham, when you disarm me by saying, hey, Rome, great show. You're a good dude. I've been listening for 20 years. How do I then respond by saying that's the stupidest idea I think I've ever heard? I don't know. I mean, why don't we just start every batter off as well with a 2-0 count? And why don't we start every one of your batters out with an 0-2 count? Why don't we put a rover in the outfield and let him have four guys out there? Why don't we just say that no Astro game is over until they've lost? How about that? Yeah, that question about does the punishment fit the crime, I retract that. Let's not talk about that, all right? That's quite an idea. I know, Rome. And not even for the whole year or half the year or to the All-Star break, but for 20 games, let's give the opposition of whoever they play four outs an inning. Why don't we do that? Or why don't we let the Astros go to the plate without bats and just find their way on? I mean, they did cheat, right? Either they can lean into it or they can get in the batter's box with one of the lids to the trash cans that they were banging on. I got an idea. When they take the field, they're not allowed to have gloves or cleats. They can have a hat, though. They are allowed to catch the ball with their hat, but they're not allowed to have cleats and they're not allowed to have gloves. Or if you think that's too harsh, they can have a glove on their offhand, their other hand, their throwing hand. Yeah, let's just change the rules. That might be the best punishment of all. Also, when they're playing defense, they cannot have an overhand throw. They have to underhand the ball everywhere. So if there's a sacrifice fly hit to the warning track, they have to underhand it back into the infield. And no glove. They have to catch it either with their hat or in their mouth or with their bare hands. All right? Now we're getting somewhere. Now we're getting somewhere. Any other punishments that you think will work? That guy set the table. Here's something else. If they were cheating to relay the information to the batter about what pitch was coming, I think the Astros should have to tell the batter what pitch is coming, since the Astros knew what pitch was coming. So the pitcher who's out there with no cleats and no glove, who has to throw it with his other hand, by the way, has to also tell the batter, this is going to be a fastball, low and away. Except not so fast, because I'm throwing it left-handed and I'm a natural righty. I would implement all these new rules and not do it for 20 games, but do it for, like, I don't know, 20 years. That sounds fair. Hey, Rome. The Astros are my favorite team. Sincerely, Patrick Reed. Don't say that. He's got an attorney. He's not afraid to use him. He'll be coming for you. Snails in the CLE. I'm a little sorry that call came so late. Probably be some pretty good reaction to it. Anybody else have any ideas for punishment? Hey, look, I'm not even saying the punishment fits the crime. I'm saying I'm open to a conversation. As long as that conversation does not involve saying, you know what we should do? We should give the other team four outs an inning for 20 games, but only in Astros games. Again, I think a legitimate question is, even though it happened under their watch, management's watch, the guys doing the cheating have not been penalized and probably will not be. A.J. Hinch, who was not involved directly, was hit hard. But it was player-driven. So now what? Wherever work gets done, Grainger is there with the industrial supplies, safety products, and time-saving services that you need to keep your business running smoothly. See for yourself when you visit Grainger.com. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. My thanks to Fred Warner and the 49ers. Man, that is a team that's got jungle karma coursing through its veins. Dennis Dodd, Lorenzo Alexander, all class acts. My thanks to the XR4TI. Hey, Robert, did I treat you unfairly? Robert in Oklahoma. If I did, do you think that I should do a fourth hour right now? But only for the rest of the week. If I was unfair, if I got an unfair advantage, do you think that I should stay and do a fourth hour? And sing every segment in the fourth hour for 20 more shows. Now I'm done.